This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basement, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I would, in fact, make sure we immediately surge to the border. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
We have 2 million people cross this border for the first time ever. You're confident this border's secure?
We have a secure border.
This is something new. Buses filled with migrants from our southern border have just arrived outside Vice President Kamala Harris's residence.
Brennan, couldn't we pretend we're not home?
Get off my lawn.
Do not come. Do not come.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But these are people you're playing with. These are real live people with children and older people. And, you know, we can work it out, but if you're going to be a bonehead.
Sticks and stones may break my bones.
And they're so upset that this is happening. And it just shows you, you know, their virtue signaling is a fraud.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to call us. And they're already spinning the Democrat operatives with press passes about Brandon has rescued the nation yet again from the rail strike that would have crippled the already fragile supply chain.
Everything you rely on, and it's hard to realize this, from everything from clean water to food to gas to everyday, liquefied natural gas to everything, every good that you need seems to end up on a rail getting delivered to where it needs to go.
Here's the
how about the train of thought? How's that union coming along?
As his son likes to sing his favorite Grateful Dead song, riding that train, high on cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your step. Here's the headline in The Hill. How Biden helped avert a rail strike and another economic crisis. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. By the way, before we do the chump line, we've had a request from a couple of texters who want us to read the Charlie Parker press release about the Martha's Vineyard situation in a Charlie Parker voice. And the guy asked for me to do it, but you know what? Taylor does it better than me.
Did he specifically ask for you? I think he just asked for a Charlie Baker voice, not your Charlie Baker voice.
No, can you reread the Baker release in your Parker voice?
I think that meant the royal you.
Oh, okay, the royal you. Okay, well, then take it away, royal you.
On behalf of the Commonwealth, I thank everyone on the ground who quickly came together to provide assistance on the vineyard. The Commonwealth has many resources for assisting individuals that arrive in Massachusetts with varying immigration statuses and needs is working with all partners involved to make sure those resources are available to the migrants that arrived last night. In addition, the Baker-Polito administration is exploring setting up temporary shelter and humanitarian services at Joint Base Cape Cod and will share additional information as soon as it becomes available.
No! I thought they were going to stay on Martha's Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard welcomes everybody. I read you that sign that's in the Daily Mail. All right, we have the, this is Congressman Bill Keating, who represents the Cape and the islands. And this is what he had to say about why this was such a terrible thing that was done. Here it is.
Martha's Vineyard is a very small populated island. People commute from the land just to work there because there's no housing. So there's absolutely no resources to deal with this. But fortunately, religious community members and local officials and now state officials are springing into action to deal with it. So there was no ability to do it here. This wouldn't have been a destination simply to move them from one state to another. This was clearly just to attract political attention with an island that is known in the summertime for its wealthy visitors.
So if they have wealthy visitors who own their property, including the former president of the United States and America's gigolo, John Kerry, both living there, I would say it's ridiculous to say there's, quote, absolutely no resources on the island. What's the net worth of the property owners?
It's also ridiculous to say that people commute because they can't, that there's no housing on Martha's Vineyard. They commute because they can't afford housing on Martha's Vineyard.
Right. Right, because it's a beautiful people playground. And so now they're going to move them to New Bedford. Does New Bedford have the resources to deal with it? What do you think has a greater net worth, the population of New Bedford, which is about 100,000 probably, or close to it, or the population of Martha's Vineyard, which is about 7 or 8,000? There's no doubt, is there?
Any chance New Bedford has to get its census numbers up, they'll take.
Oh, my goodness. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Of course the taxes are high because of illegal immigration, but I think it would be much safer for them to stay on the streets of Martha's Vineyard. If they go out to Chappaquiddick, who knows what could happen if they do that?
They could drive off of a bridge, a new bridge, but you'd still have the tidal pond underneath. It said they respect all women on Martha's Vineyard. Did Mary Jo Kopechne get respected back in the day? I think not.
Hunter wants a reduction in his child support because the big guy's demanding 10% from his grandkids now.
And I hadn't thought of it in those terms. But, you know, if you're shaking down your children, I mean, Hunter's not getting any younger. He's 52 years old. You know, it's tough going around with an empty satchel, picking up the cash. Got to be breaking in a new generation. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at rizzoinsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. rizzoinsurance.com.
Howie, have these immigrants on Martha's Vineyard, have they been vaccinated? And nobody's wearing a mask. It's a miracle.
Well, I guess they must be sophisticated, because remember when Obama had his 60th birthday party right in the middle of the panic, and they said no one was going to wear a mask, there weren't going to be any contact tracing, there wasn't going to be any social distancing, and the New York Times explained that this was because COVID was not a problem at a Barack Obama's birthday party on Martha's Vineyard because the audience was, quote unquote, sophisticated. So I guess these are sophisticated illegal aliens.
Thank God the country has the FBI to come to the rescue when things go awry. Truth be known, their cover is blown with that political assault on the pillow guy.
Yeah, that was totally outrageous to do that. But, you know, what have they done that hasn't been outrageous the last few years?
If the migrants want money, no problem. Here's a check. If the taxpayers want their money, it's like pulling teeth.
Yeah, they're still complaining about it. The state auditor today certified that state taxpayers in Massachusetts are due back nearly $3 billion. But they're still bitching and moaning about that. I'll read you some of the quotes here. They want to figure out a new way to distribute the money, meaning not distribute the money. And they don't want to distribute it out to at the level of people who paid more get more money back. They want to make sure that the people who didn't pay into it get some most of the money back. Because the Democrats don't stand for the working classes. They stand for the non-working classes.
Howard, Bill Weld calling. I heard you talking about the many loves of Dobie Gilligan, Gillis. Did you know my cousin was on that show? Her name is Tuesday Weld, and she calls me Thirsty Thursday Weld.
There was a Tuesday Weld on. That was the one that Dobie Gillis had a crush on, but I didn't know that she was related to Bill Weld. That may be a joke, but Tuesday Weld, Bill Weld, they were both pretty waspy-looking people.
Since Kamala refused to visit the border, it's refreshing to see that the border was able to visit her, courtesy of Governor Abbott bus tours.
Exactly. Exactly. That's it. That's what happened. And, you know, and I hope Elizabeth Warren, she's very, very perturbed about what Governor DeSantis did. I think she needs a couple of busloads to Harvard Square.
Joe Stradamus predicts a massive sale in beautiful people houses on Martha's Vineyard if they keep shipping illegals there.
Yeah. I'm thinking of the famous Busboys song from the late 1970s, early 1980s. There goes the neighborhood. That's what's happening in Martha's Vineyard.
Good afternoon. This is your captain, Governor Ron DeSantis. We look like we have clear flying ahead today with no turbulence and a final destination of the Hamptons.
And don't forget Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. When I was there that night at that fundraiser with him in Palm Beach, he mentioned Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, where Brandon lives about half the time. They need some buses there as well.
Everything free in Martha's Vineyard.
Yes, indeed.
On the vineyard, Martha's Vineyard, equity arrived last night.
Yes, it did. 603 says, didn't another Kennedy respect a woman right into a wheelchair? Yes, that would be JoJo Kennedy, but that was on Nantucket, again, which is an alternate island that also needs a few thousand illegal aliens.
Come on, man. When Cole was killed 720 years ago, my father said to me, "Honey, we need to move to Scranton. We can't stay where we are because I can't learn to go to the McDonald's parking lot. This is the United States of America, for God's sakes. Not a joke."
He was at the United We Stand summit today. Of course, all the problems of America are caused by white supremacists, domestic terrorists, and those people coming out of the woods in Charleston. I mean Charlotte. I mean Charlestown. I mean Charlottesville.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The chump line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second chump line of the day, we post one around 7 p.m. every weeknight. It's called Chop Chumps. It's where we use the messages that weren't played just now that were left during the course of the day. Chop Chumps is available wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance? To see if you're getting the most coverage for your money, contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Since Kamala refused to visit the border, it's refreshing to see that the border was able to visit her, courtesy of Governor Abbott bus tours.
Like the old saying goes, never let your rear end, never let your mouth write a check that your rear end can't cash. And that's what happened today to Kamala Harris. and to everybody, all the beautiful people on Martha's Vineyard last night. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. I was up there today at Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Before I go to Florida, I wanted to get my teeth back in good condition, or just to check them out. They are in good condition, thanks to Dr. Houghton and his amazing staff. And it's the best dental office I've ever been to, and it just was confirmed for me again today. The mailroom manager and I love the office. It's just great. You are going to love going to Perfect Smiles. Just go to perfectsmiles.com. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of your life becomes so much easier. It's a new season, and you have the opportunity to make the fall of 2022 the time for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? Don't procrastinate any longer. If you waited for 2 years to go back to the dentist, it's time. The longer you wait, the more headaches it's going to be when you finally go back. And go back to the best place there is for dental work, Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. This year, take care of yourself. You deserve it. They are conveniently located off Route 3 and have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. I have an even better smile today. Check it out. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10 if it's used at all.
Howie Carr is back.
With HelloFresh, I've learned that my busy fall schedule does not mean I have to compromise on wholesome, delicious meals. Get 16 free meals across 7 boxes with code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com code HelloFresh.com/Howie16. Sorry about that. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which is the best island to send illegals? Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, or Naushon, owned by John Kerry's family?
I'm still voting for Naushon.
33% say Naushon, 16% say Nantucket, 51% say the Vineyard.
Ooh. All right. 844-500-4242. By the way, If you would like to get a gift certificate, $50 gift certificate to Alma Gaucha, the great Brazilian steakhouse that delivers food to us every Wednesday for the VIPs, it's just a fantastic place. It's in the Seaport District, D Street in South Boston. We have $50 gift certificates for $25. We have a handful left, but go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store and get your Alma Gaucha gift certificate. It's a great, great opportunity to have a wonderful meal. HowieCarshow.com, click on store. Let me play the KJP cut again about the illegals deserving better. Cut 33.
They deserve better than being left on the streets of D.C. or being left in Martha's Vineyard. They deserve a lot better than that.
How much about the streets of Laredo? Isn't that a song about a cowboy dying?
Yeah, I know. Would you rather be in Laredo or Brownsville or Del Rio or Uvalde or in Martha's Vineyard? But she has a really great grasp on geography and politics in general. Cut 32.
They should ask Texas Governor Ted Cruz and Florida Senators Marco Rubio and Rick Scott.
Texas Governor?
Wow, she didn't
Ted
even
Cruz?
Catch that. Wow.
Boy, is she dumb. Wow. 844-500-4242. Hard to figure. We're going to be back with to discuss more on the Martha's Vineyard situation with Bristol County Sheriff Hodgson. And
ask him what percentage of those 50 migrants are going to end up in Bristol County.
That's my first question. Tom Hodgson.
And how many will he encounter personally at the House of Corrections?
Tom Hodgson will be with us to talk about what's going to happen next. And I think we all know what's going to happen next. It's just a question of which ferry they're going to take. I'm going to guess they're going to take the Steamship Authority ferry from...
Really? You don't think they'll take the fast ferry to New Bedford?
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. It could go either way. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome to our tour of the vineyard. This is where Steven Spielberg shot Jaws. That's the end of our tour.
KJP says, you know, the illegals deserve better than being on Cape Cod. What kind of places, what kind of third world bleep holes does she think they crawled out of to come to the United States of America? 844-500-4242. There's absolutely no resources there, says the Congressman Bill Keating. Yeah, right. All right, joining us now on the line is Bristol County Sheriff Tom Hodgson, and he is going to be dealing with these people sooner or later, probably sooner, wouldn't you say, Sheriff Hodgson?
Well, Howie, unfortunately, yeah, and we've been dealing with them for quite some time. In fact, they've been flying them into Hanscom for about 6 months, and I've never heard any of these elected officials that are complaining now talking about that. And honestly, Howie, this whole issue has everything to do with the fact that, you know, Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis, they're doing exactly what they promised they would do when they took the oath to protect the people of their communities and uphold the rule of law. And the very people that are complaining and calling them, you know, out on this, doing this, they're the ones that have been intentionally encouraging people to come here by creating these sanctuary cities and sanctuary communities. And that's what gets them coming here. So if anybody's violating anything, it's those people who swore to uphold the oath for the people that elected them and saying, you know what, the rule of law doesn't matter. We'll pick and choose who can come and who can't. And this is the most outrageous part of all of this.
Yeah, they don't seem to have a problem with, they're talking about he's sending in these secret flights and it's a humanitarian crisis. Well, what about all the flights into Florida? I mean, you know, I remember last winter there was an illegal alien who killed a father of four in Jacksonville, stabbed him to death. Another illegal alien that had come over under Brandon's, de facto amnesty, murdered two people with a knife in Daytona Beach. You know, I mean, what about their human rights? Is that a humanitarian crisis? All these people being, all these communities being overwhelmed by welfare seeking, non-English speaking, disease ridden foreigners?
Well, Howie, we had a guy who was deported twice for serious crimes, came back and shot and killed his daughter here in New Bedford because she wouldn't see him on Father's Day. And, you know, those people in Florida, those people in Texas, I've been to the border five times. I have seen the devastation down there. People are afraid to leave their houses, to go to their barn, because they're worried that these criminal illegal aliens and these people carrying guns are hiding out. There's garbage all over the place. They're shooting their watchdogs when they're coming over. And they've been wreaking havoc on those people in Texas and other places. And those people didn't agree to have, you know, these sanctuary cities and places that are going to hide and protect people who are coming here in violation of the law. So the people, if people are angry and upset, the people they need to be angry with, number one, are this current administration, Biden and Kamala Harris, who 2 days ago said the border's secure, which was a lie. Mayorkas, who's looked this in the camera several times and said the border's secure, which was a lie. President Biden, who's promoted this whole thing, and the people in communities that are elected across this nation who have said, we are also going to do what they do in Washington. We're not going to uphold the rule of law. If they want the laws changed in Washington, change them. But I'm sick and tired of having to hear about mothers and fathers walking into their kids' bedroom to wake them up to go to work and school, and they're not waking up because they're dying of fentanyl poisoning. We're losing 300 young adults a day in this nation, and it's all coming in on over the southern border, in addition to, you know, the sex and human trafficking, which is out of control here in the United States. This is all about victimization caused by elected officials who have violated their oath and promised to the people that elected them and put us in this situation, and they're complaining as though the two governors who are actually doing what they swore to do are the problem, and they're not.
So 603 says they...
Can I just say one other thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
One other thing, Howie, which I think is really important, and that is if these elected officials that are doing this and feel comfortable just encouraging and promoting people to come here, put it on the ballot and let the people decide. It's not your place to pick and choose who you want to come here and what laws you want to enforce. Put it on the ballot. Let's see how many of these sanctuaries you're going to be able to do. But they don't do that.
Yeah, you know, Biden, when he swore his oath of office on January 20th last year, he said he was going to faithfully execute the laws of the United States of America. He didn't get to pick and choose which laws he was going to enforce. But he's just not, they're not enforcing any immigration laws. These laws were all passed mainly by Democrat Congresses and signed into law by Democrat presidents. And they've just decided that it's politically advantageous to import a new underclass that's going to be dependent on the government for eternity.
Yeah. And you know, Howie, what ought to really outrage every one of us, and it really sort of boils down to our responsibility now, that the fact that, and Biden was in it for 50 years when all this has been going on, I've been dealing with the issue for 25, that these elected officials are basically saying, you know, Mr. Smith and Mrs. Jones, your kid that got killed by those criminally illegal gangs, or your sons, Mr. Smith and Mr. Jones, that died of the fentanyl that we knew was pouring in, you know what? Their lives don't matter. And neither do the 10 or 12 tomorrow that are going to die, because you know what? Our politics are more important than your kids' lives. That is the God's honest truth, Howie, and I think the American people are fed up with it. They're sick and tired of it, and I think they're finally at a point where they're going to say, you know what? You don't do what we want you to do. We're getting together. We're going to find people that will. We pay your salary. We pay for the seat you sit in and the building you work in, and you will never serve another day in public office because you don't care about us. You care about one thing, and that's your politics and your woke agenda.
603 says they certainly had the accommodations for hundreds at Barack's 60th birthday party. What's just 50? That's a good point, too. There were hundreds of them came down, and they weren't wearing masks either, right at the height of the panic, you know? But now they're crying poor mouth that they can't handle this influx. So you know damn well they're just going to come across the ferry to New Bedford, and they're going to be your problem, Bristol County Sheriff Tom Hodgson.
Well, of course, and I've already been dealing with this problem, and so has every other sheriff of the Commonwealth. Look, Howie, it's not surprising with this kind of attitude with some of these elected officials that Massachusetts has had the highest influx of illegal aliens for 10 years between 2007 and 2017. And the reason they want to come here is because people that want to give them free driver's licenses are giving them all these benefits, and of course they're attracting people to come to Massachusetts. They're encouraging them to come here and saying, we'll do everything we can not only to help you and give you things that maybe perhaps law-abiding citizens, people that have respected the law of the United States and come here legally, can't get, but we'll take care of you. And by the way, we'll do everything we can to protect you from being identified as being here illegally by putting you in this sanctuary environment.
We're not down in Bristol County today, but, you know, you guys are right on the edge, and this is where they're going to come over when they're finally ejected from the island. They're saying they're taking care of them, but you know that's not going to last for very long. What are people on the streets in New Bedford, Fall River saying today about this?
Well, I haven't been out in the street a lot, but I can assure you that a lot of people that I've spoken to in and around my department and people I know over the years, they're fed up with this, Howie. They're sick and tired of it, and it's just getting worse and worse. And I think the thing that bothers them most is just the complete disregard for our way of life, for our rule of law, and the fact that they're just sort of saying, you put up with it. Figure it out on your own. And, oh, by the way, Howie, you might want to have some people looking into as well, which I think most people don't know about, some of these big hospitals in Massachusetts who are now using the hospitals as dorms where people that maybe went there for medical issues were treated, were medically cleared, but by law they can't release them until they have a known place to go to. And I was told that at one of the bigger hospitals in Boston, there's about 200 and some odd people that have been there for 6 months because they have nowhere to put them. And so basically, you get wheeled to that hospital in an emergency and you're an American citizen or somebody that's a legal resident, you could end up just waiting on a bed in the hallway of emergency rooms because there are people upstairs who are occupying an entire ward that are perfectly healthy but just can't be released anywhere.
Good Lord. Like the NHS in the United Kingdom.
Right. Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So these are realities. And as I said in the beginning, Howie, when we first started chatting, look, they've been flying them into Hanscom under the, not even the cloak of darkness. They're bringing them in the mornings over at Hanscom for 6 months. They weren't telling anybody about that. They've been now starting to bring them into Green Airport. They've been doing this.
Right. What about Westchester County? You know, the New York Post has been covering it for months. You know, they keep bringing in. Those are mostly pre-dawn flights. Westchester County, that's where the Clintons live.
Right. And nobody's complaining. You know, these people are now complaining who created these sanctuaries. They weren't complaining about that, right? They weren't complaining that people were coming in because the Biden administration was the one sending them here, right? So they were going to sort of march in lockstep around their agenda and not say anything about it. Now that they have to face it and deal with it directly, they're all of a sudden crying wolf and saying, hey, why are we being victimized? You're not. You created the situation by providing places to give some relief to some of the governors that are doing the right thing.
All right. Sheriff Hodgson, if people want to get involved, you got a campaign going on this fall. If people want to get involved with your campaign or just read about your office, where should they go?
They can go to sheriffhodgson.com and it'll take them right to our web. They'll be able to see everything that's going on and our ongoing fight to try to get that border secured and do the things that some of us promised to do and that others we hopefully will eventually come around and do.
Somebody better keep that ferry staked out this weekend when it reaches New Bedford.
We're all eyes, Howie. We're going to be watching. We have community protect here. So,
all right.
Thanks for having me, Howie.
Thanks, Sheriff Hodgson. There's two ferries. I don't know what they'll do in Barnstable County, but I think the sheriff will, or someone will have it covered in New Bedford. Something I love about the summer is how you can pretty much do anything. The weather is perfect in September for getting outdoors. You've got longer days still. They're getting shorter, but they're still long and less to do. The possibilities are endless. Even better, this late summer, I'm taking premium audio with me everywhere I go with Raycon. It's just great to go out for a walk on the Cape now that I'm back in Wellesley, just on the little brook path down by Dana Hall School where I live, and just walk around and enjoy the nice, somewhat softer sun now as we begin the fall season, and just enjoy my music. I was listening to the Kinks this morning, Low Budget. And it's a very appropriate music. It's from the 70s, but it seems much more appropriate these days than it did a few years ago. So you can listen to whatever you want. The Rolling Stones, Lynyrd Skynyrd, that's the stuff I like. Taylor likes Frank Sinatra. He likes Alan Sherman. It's whoever you like, whoever you want to listen to, maybe it could even be a podcast. Raycon wireless earbuds make it so much better for anything you do.
There's nothing like working out to Hello Mother, Hello Father.
How's my precious baby brother? Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. They feature noise isolation and awareness mode so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to, like when I'm using the stroller to take my grandson for a walk. I can listen while I travel or during a workout or anything, any time of the day. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear, and I must stress, they do not budge from your ears. With Raycon, I also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life, and I love this. They start at half the price, just half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Taylor, do you want me to leave you the Brandon cuts for the 6 o'clock hour? I'm taking a slide tonight.
That would be so benevolent of you.
I'll do it.
Wow, what a guy.
There's some good ones in here. It's not greatest hits material, but it's pretty pathetic.
No, but I'm sure the supply will replenish itself tomorrow.
Right. 844-500-4242. Northeastern on Edge's report of package explosion raises questions. You remember that? That was a big screaming headline last couple of nights ago. Bomb explodes at Northeastern University on Huntington Avenue. This is from the Globe today. A Northeastern University employee who said he was injured when a pressurized storage case exploded in his office Tuesday fiercely denied that he staged the incident, even as law enforcement officials told the Globe they are scrutinizing his version of the events. I hate it when they scrutinize your version of the events, Taylor. The guy said, "I did not stage this in no way, shape, or form. They need to catch the guy who did this. It's a very traumatic thing that has occurred, so I'm shaken up. I'm not doing so good." But yesterday, two law enforcement officials briefed on the investigation told the Globe they had become skeptical because of inconsistencies in his story. A rambling one-page typewritten letter was found at the scene, one of the law enforcement officials told the Globe. The letter was told, the guy that was supposedly injured said the letter had come from inside the case when it exploded, although it was neatly folded and undamaged. And the guy said, "I love the college. I've worked here for 8 years and supported faculty and students. This is crazy. I cannot believe people are spreading these rumors about me."
So whoever gets, you know, pinned for this is going to be labeled as mentally unstable, needs help, blah, 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 because it was,
right,
you know, a one victim thing and they were not seriously injured. But these threats that are pouring into the Boston Children's Hospital because of this gender-bending thing they're doing over there, those people are being arrested. They're going to get charged with domestic terrorism, even though there was no weapons.
Yeah, a woman was arrested today over those threats. That, and again, she shouldn't have been making the threats, obviously. But
no, we don't condone that whatsoever.
No. But this guy, somebody left a rambling. I always like that, a rambling.
He's a rambling man or woman. We don't know.
A rambling letter was found at the scene. It accused the university of working with Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and the U.S. government. Is this domestic terrorism?
Did the letter contain the words, "Come on, man, not a joke. What are we doing? Where am I going?"
Yeah. I'm leaving at the top of the hour. I'm taking a slide tonight. Taylor will be here. He's got a lot of cuts here to play from Brandon. Let me take another call here very quickly. Greg, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Greg.
Howie, just a quick go, real quick. The whole thing going on with giving licenses to illegal aliens, that's like, it's insane. So three questions. If they have fake IDs and you think that's their real name on it, number two, maybe you have impossible
Yeah. By the way, people are still texting in that they're getting their ballot guides in the mail in Massachusetts, and they have three questions on there listed as referendum questions, but they don't have the illegal alien driver's license question. The reason they don't have that is because it was a last minute thing, and they had to they had to send this these guides to the printer very early on. But it is going to be on the ballot. Don't worry about it. I understand your concerns given what's happened in the country over the last couple of years, but it will be on the ballot. Taylor's takes over from here. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.